This week's episode is brought to you by Blue Harvest Vintage. Are you a collector? Blue Harvest love to help you find that missing piece you need to complete your collection. They have extensive stock of vintage Star Wars vehicles and mint on card action figures, as well as new The Force Awakens and Black Series items. Blue Harvest have Funko Pops, Lego, Dinky, Corgi, Matchbox and more. Everything a collector could possibly need. If they don't stock it, then let them know, and their knowledgeable staff will be only too pleased to help. Head to Morley Market in Leeds to see the life-size Darth Vader. Alternatively, reach out to Blue Harvest on Twitter, at Blue Harvest UK, Facebook, Blue Harvest Vintage Collectibles, a website, blueharvestvintage.co.uk, or email at blueharvesttoys@gmail.com.
Talk Star Wars is a proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. Follow at SW Commonwealth on Twitter and take your first steps into a larger world.
Welcome to TSW After Dark Side. First you get the money, then you get the fully armed and operational battle station, then you get the women. Hoo-ha!
Cool. I love the drunken Mackie theory, which is that Ben Kenobi wiped out the Jawas and Luke's aunt and uncle so that Luke would come with him.
That's cool.
Bloody Nora. I just put Rogue Squadron on there, and they've got 43 reviews.
Wow. How long have they been going? Yeah. They're up to 80...
I don't know. 81 episodes, I think.
80-odd episodes, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, I think they just published 81. Oh, my God. It's Steve.
Oh, there's the white noise that announces his arrival.
My bad.
It's Jen. She's doing the shitter trays.
Oh.
What they, I would have been on earlier, only every time I Skype thing does an update, it forgets the password. So I have to then go through two-step verification to put the password in again.
What a son of a bitch.
Real grind. Yeah, what a real grind. Have you put a white noise generator next to your cats to stop them shitting now? That seems a bit harsh.
Can you hear white noise then?
Yeah. Since you started talking.
Yeah, you sound good, Steve. Until you start moving around and touching the iPad.
So don't do this.
Yeah, every time you do that, every time you have a masturbate through your trousers.
What about now? Is that too loud or is that all right?
Yeah, that's all kinds of bad. That's
a bit talk radio.
Hang on, let me put my headset on. Hang on. What one shall I use? Where's my little one you gave me?
I'm not willing to compromise my lifestyle. I need multiple headsets.
Ooh, check you out.
Ooh. The look at her. One of them looks like a tiara. It's a Bluetooth tiara. Oh, that's.
Oh, I am naked, Steve.
Hey, there he is.
There he is. Look at him. Hey, that's good.
Yeah.
Can we still hear you, though, Steve? Oh, you are naked, yeah.
Oh, it's contagious.
Well, are you naked, Rob?
No.
I'm naked under these clothes. Say.
Yeah, waist down, yeah.
Where's Small Spleen? I haven't got pants on.
He'll be on in a minute. He's just got...
Oh, no, I have got pants on. Sorry, she's right.
She's American. Don't forget.
I haven't got trousers on, Jen. I've got underwear. No, I will take them off in a minute.
Got his My Little Pony panties on.
My Little Pony. That's what friendship Paul wanted for a real
friendship
horse.
Is magic.
Said
let
Jim
me show
Savile
you just how
voice.
Magic it is.
Hang on, I might have to turn the camera off. You're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Oh no,
is your internet still playing around then? Your video is crystal clear on this.
Yeah,
side.
No, it's fine. My internet is fine. They've redone it. The amplifiers were in the wrong sequence in the road because they put them in wrong. There's a box right at the bottom of my drive here, right?
Yeah.
And there's my house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So instead of tying into this box, they went 300 yards down, pushed a cable through, and then tied to that box.
Wow. That's really
weird.
And
the bloke said, why the hell did we do that? And so then they had to change all the amplifiers so they were in sync because they were like 3, 6, 9, 12... 18, 15. So it didn't.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
I had red signals, but I'm all right now.
Yeah.
So, also, my it's not a problem because my PC was running. My Ethernet card had got stuck on 100 meg. So that's it was on auto, but it kept sticking on 100 meg. But that's another story. That's nothing to do with the connection. But yeah, so I'm all fine, tickety boo now.
While we wait for Paul, should we do this voicemail for the After Dark Side?
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah. It's from Carlos.
Sure thing.
Carlos Candido.
The guy sweet.
Who does the outro music on.
Man.
He's awesome.
Yeah, does I like Carlos. Music on a lot of time for Carlos.
Tumbling Saver. This is what he had to say then. That's not a
good RoboCop.
Now you
dead
just
or alive,
look like
you're coming with me.
You look like you're off Reader's Wives with the black bar across your eyes. You're Reader's Wives.
Oh, or what's his name? I know Levine, something Levine. What's his name? Lever. What's the guy in Next Generation?
LaForge.
LaForge, but he also, what's the character
Geordie
name?
Levine.
What's Geordie Levine.
RuPaul.
What's the actor's name?
Avril.
Avril LaForge.
LeVar Burton. LeVar Burton. He's the guy who's doing Reading Rainbow.
LeVar, thank you. I knew LeVar was in there.
From Roots.
Levi Roots, yeah.
Levi Roots.
The reggae
source.
Yeah. Cool. He did well for
himself. He seems like a nice man.
I'd like to meet Levi Roots?
Yeah, he seems lovely.
I wouldn't fuck him.
Okay.
If we're talking nice.
It's After Dark Side. You can do what you want.
Yeah, exactly. We haven't
started
the main.
Really nice, Rob.
On that subject, Steve, did you hear last week's After Dark Side?
Was I on it?
Yeah, you were on it for a little while.
Bits of it, yeah. You turned up for parts.
It amazes me how you managed to erase all this stuff from your mind.
I didn't hear it. Was it why? What was wrong with it?
Nothing.
Lots of bleeping, Steve.
It was just really good. And Carlos had a question relating to.
Okay.
The use of language on the After Dark Side. This is Carlos. This is Carlos's voicemail.
Okay.
Hey guys at Talk Star Wars, this is Carlos Candido sending you a message from the comfort of my bed. I'm a little sick. And I'm listening to the After Dark Side and I had to send in a question. And the question is, if you can drop F-bombs on After Dark Side, what the fuck are you guys beeping out? That's what I want to know. Thanks. Let me know. Carlos out.
That's a very good question.
So that one, I know the answer to this. If you want, unless you want to.
Does he mean in the After Dark Side, or does he mean beeping out in the normal show?
No,
he means
After Dark Side.
If we allow F-bombs,
I know the answer.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, so the answer is, in the After Dark Side, we will always, and to be honest, even in the main show, in general, on TSW, we will always bleep the C word. That one.
Yeah. I nearly said it then, but that's
play it. It's the After Dark Side, it's fine.
He can bleep it.
That's better than fuck. Like, people want to hear especially from English people. They love a good
Huh? Am I on what?
I thought we were getting told off then, Mark.
If they bleep the C words. So I'm being asked an even better question.
Go on.
If Mark bleeps the C word, how are you on the show, Rob?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you've been really good.
I can't decide. I can't decide if it's because I swear a lot or whether it's a comment that I am one.
The thing is, in answer to Carlos, isn't it? Carlos Candido.
Yeah, yeah.
In answer to it, over here, kind of go hand in hand. They're not
taboo,
are they?
It's a term of endearment over here, almost.
Yeah, in America, you don't say.
No.
As
not.
We'll
have to bleep. There's about. It's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
we can't
okay.
say.
I've taken a note.
We say. As far as we're concerned, beep is as bad as fuck. Beep.
I must admit, right? There is, in the interest of full disclosure, last week's show, Steve, you used a couple of C words, not the premium C word, because there are two C words.
No, it was the value C word.
No, the one in between.
Not the finest, not the value. The one in between that's like. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there's use two.
Not clear, then.
That got bleeped out
a lot. I should have dropped the.
This is going to be hilarious. But yeah, you used that a couple of times. So because I know that we have ladies that listen, and it's all about context as well. So if we drop the odd F-bomb,
the other C word.
If we drop the big premium C word, I'm worried that we're going to offend a percentage of the audience.
So yeah, no, you should never. You should always bleep it out.
If it's in,
that's
if
fine.
It's out of context, the way we use it, I think it could be a little bit flippant. If it was, in a different context, we might get away with it. We're not going to lose listeners over it. I just don't want to offend anybody.
No.
But last week's episode, I bleeped more than I needed to because it was funnier with the bleeps. Because Steve, you were talking a lot about nutsacks and squirrels, and I just ended up bleeping. At one point, I bleeped every other word you said because I found it hilarious. So the answer to your question, Carlos, is we will bleep the premium C words so as not to offend a percentage of the audience. But I will sometimes bleep just random stuff because it has comedy value to me.
But I will try and rein in my swearing a bit.
You don't need to. It's what makes it you. On the After Dark show, you do what you want. But
they do say that intelligence sort of goes hand in hand with swearing less, which is why I swear a lot.
Well, I must say, a quick quote from a show that I fell in love with recently called The Tunnel. Where this guy was having a conversation with his senior officer, who's a policeman, and the policeman said to him, because I'm going to use the premium word now, the senior officer said to him, "You're a clever Carl." And Carl said, "You're halfway there yourself, sir." So, yes, Steve, it is an indicator of intelligence, but sometimes it also just demonstrates that you are
I was more pointing towards the lack of intelligence on my part. But
there's a quote that I really like. It's from a show I listen to called The Comedy Button, and it's from the father of one of the hosts, Ryan Scott. "Profanity is the last resort of an inarticulate motherfucker."
Nice.
I think that's brilliant. I don't know if it's last resort, but profanity is something like profanity is the device of an inarticulate motherfucker. I just thought it's amazing.
Very good.
Ricky Gervais got in trouble last week. Well, not in trouble, because he doesn't care about it, and I totally agree with him. He said, because rhinos, there's 3,000 left now, and
yes,
elephants are dropping like flies.
Blimey.
Yeah.
What were they doing in the air?
Very heavy flies. Very obese flies. And he said, basically, rhino horn is made of keratin, which is the same as your nails. And I think, what else is made of keratin? Nails and something
hair.
Else.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Hair.
Isn't it hair?
Thank you. Exactly the same as your nails and hair. And then he went to say, but the Chinese are using it like it's a magic potion, and he said silly and he got in trouble, but he was deadly serious. He wasn't making a joke. Anyone who
silly
kills
premium
a rhino for a bit of keratin can go
that
out and
really
chop their
serious
own hair off and eat
yeah
it, you know
yeah
what I mean, you
really
don't
serious
need
yeah
to do it. So he was deadly serious, and people idiots came back on him and said, you shouldn't say that. And he's not saying, he said, "I'm not saying it about Chinese people, I'm saying about anyone who kills a rhino for the hair, for the keratin." And it was so true. God, you can't even... And that is a Britishism, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Somehow we do manage to sound charming when we say it.
Yeah, well, you can't really say it in a posh voice, can you?
I've heard some posh people say that.
You couldn't imagine Mom saying it, could you? Is it Mom as in harm or Mom as in ham? I always get it wrong.
Queenie. Mom.
The Mom. Yeah.
Yeah, it's mammas in ham. It's actually mammas in ham, I'm sure it is. You have to say mammas in ham.
Yeah, I just pictured the Queen saying that now.
Mammas
in ham.
Philip, he's such a It doesn't really work, does it?
No.
Right, that's enough for the swear words. Carlos, thank you very much for your voicemail, sir. Hopefully you found that bleep fest somewhat interesting.
I loved the tone of voice that Carlos gave in that question. That
was awesome.
What the fuck was bleeped out?
Another cool, another listener with an awesome voice. And Carlos has got a Kickstarter going at the moment to try and get his second.
Yes, he has.
Try and get an album. Is it an album
or
an EP?
I broke my rule, Mark.
What was that, mate?
For that album, I don't do Kickstarter at all.
But you're supporting him.
But I've broken my rule for Carlos.
Good on you. Nice one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now the floodgates are open. You're going to be watching me back all kinds of tat.
Yeah. He's a very talented musician. I love that.
I've got a Kickstarter AP for a new 4K HDR TV, Rob.
Have you? Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
No freebies for you.
What are your stretch goals? Speakers?
What's a stretch goal?
Stretch goal.
So I'm not doing that. There's nothing weird about it.
Do you know what?
We can't use the word stretch.
We've got to switch out of After Dark Side mode and get back into normal show mode.
I'll explain quickly, Steve. When somebody goes for a Kickstarter, they come out with an amount of money they want. Stretch goals are if they exceed that by a milestone. So if like they ask for 200K and they make 300K, most Kickstarters will build in a stretch goal, which is like, with the extra money, this is what we're going to do.
Oh, okay.
So if it's like
but
a video
what
game.
If you get less?
If you get less, it doesn't get funded. You don't get the money.
You don't get the money? I'm going to I'm going to do my Kickstarter for a pound.
But you still have to do rewards. This is where a large volume of Kickstarters used to fall over, was they would go, we need exactly $5,000. They'd forget that they also have to do tax, because obviously any money you receive from Kickstarter is subject to tax.
No.
Because you're being paid for a product or service. You also have to have rewards for people who back at different levels. So it might just be, you know, free ones, which don't cost you anything. Like, oh, you'll get a, if you're an album, like an artist, I think I get a digital copy and a credit in the liner notes for this album if it gets funded, which I think it will, because he's really good. So I don't see any reason why he can't get funded.
Has he got some promos on YouTube or anything?
I'm not sure, actually. Carlos, if you're listening, tweet it as.
Yeah, well, I'd like to have a listen.
Stephen's a bit more, he's a bit more active on Twitter now. Pretend it's a link about puffins, and he will definitely click it. He is a mug.
Puffins. I've never had a thing for puffins.
I was in Iceland. They eat puffin there.
Oh, that's horrible.
I didn't eat puffins, but they do.
Only tiny little things, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't think they're like a main. I think they'll be like a garnish. Yeah,
Jen had squab.
Would
once
you like
by
your
accident.
Big Mac She's with squab. Puffin?
Isn't that one of those people who can't get magic?
What? Is that
squib? Thanks.
No, she had a squab, and it's like a little. It's a, like a little baby grouse or something, but she didn't know, and she was like, "What? What's it called, Jen? Squab. Where do we have that? Long Beach Island. I didn't have it. This is before." This is BV, before vegetarianism for Jim.
Oh, right.
We're now in the really, we're in the league where everyone hates us now. We're vegan.
Oh, God.
Well, we're transitioning vegetarians.
So what do you do? Then you just like lick the jaw off the grass and hope for the best?
I only eat human, that's hurting
living things, Mark.
I eat human, but that's it. I draw the line.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair enough.
Well, I've ramped up my meat consumption.
Can't give up your soil and green.
Because I'm all about offsets.
Yeah, you're offsetting my veganism. Yeah. I always said if I was in the plane that crashed in the
Andes.
Where was it? In Chile, in Argentina, between
Andes.
Argentina, Chile.
In the Andes.
Yeah, thank you. That's it. Not your footsies. If I was in there, I would have eaten the pilot straight away. Even if we're plastered on a plane full of food.
We might get rescued, but sod it.
And they'd be like, hey, what's going on? We landed safely.
They just had a rough landing.
Turn over, I want the high knee.
The reason they had a rough landing was because Steve had already tucked into the co-pilot.
Yeah, what, Jim? No, we haven't started yet.
Yeah, we have.
Don't swear, though, because you'll ruin it. She's already sworn now. Drivel. It's not endless. She said it's inane drivel.
How dare she?
That's Mark's upset now.
I saw his face.
Your face on there. Yes, well, he's a very naughty boy. And he's offsetting our veganism with his
I've got no face.
Eating.
I've just sent a message to Jen.
What have you sent? Not a picture of your winkle?
No, I haven't got a large enough lens.
Why are you all in dark?
It must be an age thing, Mark.
Did Jen say, why are we all in the dark?
Mine's actually
like Rob and me that are sitting in brightly lit rooms.
Yeah, I'm in the dark. I'm in the dark here. Oh, that was awesome. What's that from?
I don't know.
I have no
idea. For God's sake.
Send him a woman, you knobs.
Thank you, Jen. Well done. Jen got it first time.
Send him a woman, you knobs.
scent of a woman?
You knobs is in the
Do I look like I've seen scent of a fucking woman?
Rob, seriously, if you haven't seen scent of a woman, then you don't deserve to be on this podcast. You haven't either.
There's no vegan.
Mark, have you not seen scent of a woman?
No, it's a vegan movie.
No, it's Al Pacino playing a blind veteran who kicks ass. He's awesome.
Fancy.
Mark, you've got to watch Scent of a Woman. Promise me you'll watch it this weekend.
No, I don't have a weekend.
Well,
I don't
watch it between Saturday and Monday.
Mark, where do you buy your calendars?
Where do I buy my calendars? Yes.
You spend the extra.
You got the 22% off one, didn't you?
I just shut down. I'm just in limbo.
Rob, and you as well, watch Scent of a Woman. Trust me.
If it's Pacino, then I'm already
on. Please, if you're listening to this Dark Side and you think they're blithering idiots because I haven't seen
Scent of a Woman. Did you just say you're supposed to be film buffs?
They're supposed to be film buffs.
I know. It's one of the best movies ever made.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that they mentioned it in Attack of the Clones. What?
No, they only know their canon stuff in Star Wars.
It's not Scent of a Woman is not fucking Legends, all right? Give me a breath.
No, what I'm saying is, unless it's canon, you're not interested.
I'm interested in Legends. I never shut up about it.
What's Legends?
The old canon.
Oh, I don't know. No, you've lost me. All I'm saying is, it's fucking got Robin in it as well, from the circusy one that was stupid in Batman.
Oh, Chris O'Donnell.
Chris O'Donnell. He's fantastic in
it. From Batman Forever, the third best out of the four.
Yeah, and it's a very, very... Well, you've only got... It's in the same sort of league, I would say, as Good as It Gets.
Okay.
Not a similar film in its story, but a similar feel-good film with just awesome acting, awesome characters, everything.
Okay.
It is just phenomenal. It's compelling viewing.
I'm always tempted to flirt with Jack Nicholson, but I'm not confident.
You're not confident to what?
To Jack Nicholson. Every time, if somebody mentions an impression, I feel like I might be able to do. Oh, I sometimes
test. No, I'm not very. I know there's a bit where he goes.
We'll get a Kickstarter going. That'd be a reward.
I know he says.
I'll attempt Jack Nicholson.
He says, "How do you see women so well?" And he says, "I take a man, and I take away reason and accountability."
Yeah,
but that's not a very good impression.
That's not terrible. I've heard worse.
I just know the quote. That's one of my favourite films
It is very good. Is that as good as it gets?
He doesn't do any better impressions than
I would say I would say A Scent of a Woman is on par with As Good as It Gets.
Okay.
Is that good? Very good. I can't believe two film buffs haven't seen one of the greatest movies of all time.
Again, where does this film buff thing come from? I'm not
Jen
a movie geek film
con
artist.
That's a very good description.
Steve doesn't remember that you weren't on Movie Geeks Film News, Rob.
Yeah, I was like, what's your point?
What was my point?
No, but what's no, your point, Jen, no. What was it? Yeah, I'm a con artist. What's
your
point?
You call yourself film
buffs
and you haven't
seen
film.
No, I don't.
We're in After Dark. Don't tell it like it is. Yay! There you go. And she's American, and she said it. She said, "God damn it, you're a couple of."
Oh, there's another one. Right, I've officially run out.
I don't
of
even
MP3.
Know where that was from. Was that from Texas?
Officially run out of what?
MP3s. You have to have one for each beep, right?
Oh, okay.
No,
you have to pay off.
It doesn't look like Paul is going to be on, so should we just move on to the main show?
Okay. Yeah,
the main kahuna.
The big kahuna. Okay, let me just start another record. I've been best binned.
I actually started to nod off at the end, not because of you guys. I literally am shattered, so I'm probably just going to jump off now.
Oh, doing your 4 hours a day is killing you, is it?
I take 4 hours work a day. How dare you?
It doesn't work that hard.
No.
Yeah, 4 hours a week.
Mate, Steve, maybe it's the burden of the crushing fucking nihilism that you suffer from.
Star Wars
nihilism
podcast.
Is abstaining from moral or religious belief, and I have a lot of morals. I don't have any religious belief.
Oh, that's Zionist.
I guess.
Oh my
God. I'm not religious, so I can't be nihilist, but I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I'm definitely a realist, and that people have to know. Otherwise, if we don't know, we're not going
to
do anything
It's just amusing to me that you went from last week, wild about nature, to this week, fuck it, it's all fucked.
Yeah. Well, it is a very downing thing.
It is, but, you know.
and we can't hide from it. The only way we're going to save it is to acknowledge what's happened and then reverse it.
Mm.
That ain't going to happen. We are going to die. No, there's no, there's literally. I'm Simon Barnes, the famous writer for the Daily Telegraph.
Was he a
Daily
barrel Telegraph? Of fucking sunshine and all?
He is. I met him actually. He's a very nice guy.
Did he open with a sentence about the inevitable heat death of the universe, or was it somebody's birthday?
No, he opened with the fact that there is nothing we can do now.
Oh, Jesus.
But it all comes down to which side you want to be on. And I want to try. You know, never stop trying. But we are fucked.
You didn't. So did you just go, oh, I'm Steve? It's just like you walk up and you go, hi. And he's like, the heat death of the universe is inevitable. It's just a question of which side you're on when the rapture comes. And you're just like,
I walked up to him and said, hi, Steve. He said, you're dead already.
Whatever.
I was like, what?
It's all the same fucking doom.
But it's all doom.
It's all doom and gloom.
Mount Doom.
Nah. Doom. I encourage... Is this an After Dark Side, Mark?
We are recording an After Dark Side as we speak.
All right, cool. So I encourage anybody listening who wants a bit more fucking cheer in their world to check out the Emotionally 14 podcast, because I'll tell you what, the last Crazy Train we recorded, which has gone live by the time this is out, was fucking great. It was so good. I was so happy to be back doing it.
How many people are the Crazy Train are dead since we started doing this? Like, because they've been hunted.
What, the cast? Zero. They're all alive.
They're not trophies.
No.
They're not worth keeping.
No.
Nobody was hunted.
Nobody was willing to put in money for conservation efforts for my staff, but contributors.
Your staff.
Yeah, the contributors.
Somebody believes that a personal hover transport
staff get paid.
Is the way it's going to go.
I haven't checked that.
I'll get paid. Myself. I'll be paid.
I'll have a look in a minute.
But on the upside, I'm just looking at the fourth one. We've got four votes and 100% maybe I have. So there are four saddos in the world. Are they any of those you by any chance?
None of them.
You just don't want to admit it.
No.
I can't remember if I answered it. I know. I retweeted it.
Well, I'm reading. Shut up.
Have you forced a door, Paul?
Forced door.
What?
Have you ever tried to force close a door?
Force what, a door?
Have you ever tried to open a door that's closed and tried to open it using your mind?
I've tried to use telekinesis on an airport chair because I had 47 years to wait and there was nothing else to do.
Right, that's the same thing. That's a yes.
Well, yeah, but not being funny, if there was a phone book, I would have read it.
So, look, somebody's lying to me because I've got four votes and one of them is from you. I know Mark.
I haven't voted on yours.
It's a lot harder to force open a door, by the way. It's easier to force close it. Because if you're force opening it, you're assuming it's latched. And I always find it tricky to undo the latch from a distance with the force. I can swing it left, right and centre.
Why can I never find your bloody tweet handle, Steve?
Why bother, Paul? Everything's fucked.
Yeah. She changed your
profile by the time it happens. if global warming doesn't get you, Satan too will.
I've been reading about that. Apparently,
oh my god!
No! This isn't even new weaponry. I mean, they first announced this back in sort of March this year, and even then, apparently, most of the Western world were like, the technology being used on it is already out of date.
And yeah, but they have just successfully test fired and flown the first one. But it didn't have a warhead on it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but the 2018 is when the first one's going to apparently be in.
But how much? I mean, is it any more of a threat when they've already got 24,000 other missiles? None of those have been used yet, so it's just another one that's going to be in the cupboard. So,
It's all rubbish. I totally believe you. It's just like, why are we still trying to out-weaponize each other when? Like we should be. If we all pulled our resources. I said this to you earlier the other day, Paul. We're having a detailed email conversation about aliens and stuff. If an alien, if there were aliens, and I don't, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if they were watching us. Why not? Okay. It's more believable than God.
Right.
If they were, they would surely look at us and go, fuck this shit. There's no way we're landing there. These people are freaking insane. Like, they are 1,000 years behind us. They probably have trouble with cribbage, let alone advanced culture.
Cribbage is tricky.
It's
tricky. A lot of sub rules.
What now?
Didn't Stephen Hawking say that any society, any alien civilization that arrived here, we wouldn't want them to, because they would react in an unfavorable way.
Well, like the documentary Science.
Yeah, because
I don't believe that, Mark. Don't like because water. I believe if an alien race has got that technologically advanced, they will have gone through all the crap that we've gone through with money and power.
Why?
Otherwise, they wouldn't have got there.
Why?
That's the famous thing about our culture.
You're comparing an alien species to our current culture and species and timeline. They might be made of plastic energy.
Well, they
don't
might
know what
be.
They might
yes.
be made of.
I think so they're going to have kind of comparisons just good don't exist. If they're bothering to be here, because they wouldn't need us.
It
for
might just
reason.
Be. It's just might just be, you know, caravanning the universe.
They might just
out. Who
want
knows?
To call my rectum out like they do to those cows.
Gotta rectums out.
And you know what? Go for it. I'm going to die anyway. Call me rectum out. Go on. Fuck it.
That's all recorded.
Fuck it, you grey-eyed cunt.
he's actually talking about something that's true, Mark. Honestly. We were in Birmingham at a UFO conference, which was really good. But one guy was obsessed by the fact that all these foxes and sheep and that.
And he spoke in a northern accent. Is like every other word.
All the animals had their rectums cored out.
Oh, here's another picture. This cow's got his rectum cored out.
Seriously, this went on for 15 minutes.
He's missing to arse.
Honestly, by the time we'd finished, I wanted a cornhole pool. I'll fucking call your rectum out. Get in
to
that
do.
Hotel room.
I woke up in the middle of the night with South Park music.
We did share. It was funny. We shared a hotel room. And I literally ran in and went, shit, we got a jacuzzi bath. And I stripped off all my clothes, jumped in it. And I did it so fast, I didn't read the bubble bath instructions. And I thought it was one thing of bubble bath for one bath. So I poured the whole lot in. Paul walked in the bathroom and there was a foot of foam on the floor. And he was mopping it. I was like waving my arms around like I was in heaven. And Paul was desperately trying to mop the floor with a towel.
Only you could do that, Steve.
It was mess. Awesome.
I don't care because I snored all night and he didn't sleep. It was nice.
No, he did cluck like a motherfucker.
Oh, dearie me.
If you ever slept with Paul,
the dark side, it's fine.
He does this every 5 seconds.
All right, okay.
And as Natalie will attest. I don't know if you do it anymore, do you, Paul? Yeah, that's it. It sounds like a guinea pig on acid.
That's a frame of reference.
Yeah, I know, right? Is that why you're banned from Pets at Home?
No, I'm banned from having pets at home, but I can go and perv in the actual store.
You can go and perv. Right?
This is the most disturbing After Dark Side I think we've ever done.
That's in a way, isn't that terrifying? Considering some of the shit we've talked about.
The point I was making about the alien life is, and I do get where you're coming from, Paul, but any aliens that are watching us, if they wanted to take over the Earth for resources or for our rectums or whatever, they would have done it already. They wouldn't be standing here monitoring us unless
our rectum's a power source that I'm not aware of.
Well, it's weird how they always go for the rectum.
Yeah, what is that about?
Methane.
Is that what it is?
20 times more a warming chemical than carbon dioxide. So maybe it is methane.
It's the cow's fault we're all dying.
That's it. Tosses.
It is. 23% from cows off.
Tosses.
Cows are tosses.
Tastes nice.
But
they taste delicious.
Paul and I are on. We're on the same side, but different sides of the fence. If you know what I mean.
We're on the same side
with aliens. Sorry. We both believe. I believe there's something going on, but I'm not sure what.
Right.
You're talking about life in general there, Stephen.
Yeah. There's too much evidence.
But it all doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't matter. The Earth will heal itself, hopefully without humans. The tragedy is the only beauty of humanity is that we can appreciate beauty itself. And with us gone, no one will go, fucking hell, look at that sunset. Or
I think you're forgetting
Jesus,
about Marion Cotillard. You're saying about the only beauty in the world. She's gorgeous.
She is. But she'll be gone as well.
Yeah.
How do you know birds don't just sit on the posts at Whitstable staring at the sun going,
well,
this is beautiful.
There's possibly.
They can get close to it as well.
Elephants and dolphins made it.
Lots of animals. Lots of animals.
I heard you so bad, Steve. I thought you said elephants and dolphins mate. I was like, that sounds horrendous.
You know what a dolphin's favourite entertainment media is? A podcast.
I was going to say this could be a way to go out of the show, but now I'm going to take that back.
You liked it.
So did you guys all enjoy the rap battle? Because that finished.
Yeah,
that was fantastic.
I'll send you a link.
It didn't go. James's final part didn't go out yet, no?
Yeah, it did.
When?
Yeah, it went out in. By the time this went live, it's gone out about a week ago because it went out in their new Sith Disturbers.
I haven't heard that yet.
Have you not? It's literally just gone like this afternoon, like late this afternoon, I think.
Oh, right.
It's their new show, Sith Disturbers. I think they've been inspired by our example.
Yeah, they have. They now have a second show. That's awesome.
Yes, they do, and it's their kind of. It's a little bit more. It's still Star Wars themed, but they're kind of splitting out some of the bits and pieces. I heard the new. It's not new look, is it? It's new listen, Tumbling Saber, and it was good. I enjoyed it a lot. It was a lot shorter. It's like an hour and a half.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought the episode was superb this week.
It was really tight. Yeah, it was great. I had to skip a bit of it because I'm behind on Rebels, but otherwise I was good.
Wendy popped. Yeah, the rap battle was really good, and I was just talking to Lisa about it this evening, mate, saying what a good job I thought you did.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And I've tried to represent for TSW, so...
You know, leaps and bounds from your first rap to the third one.
See, I've got a certain soft spot for the third one. The first one. The third one, I think, is probably the strongest, but I have a real soft spot for the first one because it's the introduction of it all.
They definitely... You and James sort of compliment each other with lyrically with the sorts of things you were writing about was absolutely fantastic, really, really funny.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, we tried to, the thing about it is we tried to have pops at each other, but what I found is because we don't, you know, we've only just kind of got to know each other, really. I mean, keep in mind, obviously, I've not been part of Talk Star Wars for the full year. And obviously, we only really got dealing with Tumbling Saber a few months in. So I don't really know James fantastically well, and obviously we've never met. I've never spoken to him on a video call or anything like that. I've spoken to him on an audio call because I guess it was one of their episodes when you guys were at Celebration.
That's right.
But we don't, you know, we knew each other well enough in terms of what our hobbies are and what our interests are and stuff, but you don't necessarily know when you've not met somebody that recent, you know, you've met somebody relatively recently, you don't know what's going to upset them if you make a pop at something of, you know, something relevant to their character, and it's something that actually is quite upsetting to them. You don't know, do you? So we were both a bit wary of that, and what ended up happening was we relaxed into it a bit as we went along. So by the end we were having some sort of good-natured barbs at each other, and in the early stages we were a bit too nice. So I think if we do it again, and I think there's a good possibility that's going to happen, then we will be much more, it will be much more from the off. It will be sort of, you know, all guns blazing. It will be sort of, handbags at dawn, quite frankly, but it will be, it won't be so much, it won't be as guarded. It will be a bit more, we'll be a bit more willing to experiment with sort of pushing the line, you know, trying our luck a bit.
You should definitely get all six wrapped together.
Yeah, well,
I've never even heard any of these. I'll have to
we've already talked about doing that. I'm just about to put a link in the show note in the show chat, which is
guys. I'm shooting off.
Yeah, let's wrap this up. Actually,
thanks for that, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we did.
I must listen to those. I'm just about to put arm fucking off.
That's it. Yeah, that'll do me.
Let's just wrap this up because we've got plenty. We did plenty before we kicked off the main show tonight, so we've got plenty of After Dark Side material.
Indeed.
Wasn't there something you wanted to do, Mark?
I've done it, mate. I did it in part one. But if you stick around, I'll play it for you after we've hung up.
Stick around.
After we stop recording. Right. Let's just sign off then. So I'm Talk Star Wars on Twitter.
I'm Movie_Score News and I'm happier than Steve.
I'm really, really wishing I meet a Vaquita in the next year because there's only 60 left in the wild and they're a cetacean, by the way, a whale.
Goodbye. He's also on Twitter.
Goodbye, Vaquita. Nice not knowing you.
I thought it was that Spanish tart you liked.
At Stephen_Ware.
Stephen_Ware.
That's it.
Rob?
I'm at Rob Wade Vision.
And we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Wrap off.
It's good to have people like this loose format, isn't it? I don't know why they do. Okay. Laters.
See you later, guys.